This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Shabba dabba dee dee wee, skibby dee wee, yo, shabba dee wee.
Hello.
What the fuck?
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad, the voice of your choice.
This is in the conversation.
Is it really?
This is in the conversation.
Is it really?
Shabba dabba wee, yeah, 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 yo.
Yeah.
There you go.
We are in the conversation.
There you go. However you want to kick it off.
Back.
You know what I mean? Trying to get on different shit. Different wave.
All right, different wave.
Different wave. It's sweltering out here.
It's a wave of heat.
It's fucking sweltering.
It's what's happening. And I don't think nobody should be complaining.
Helter swelter.
Much as motherfuckers cried it was cold for so long.
Well, I already told y'all when it was cold, I was going to complain when it got too hot. I like a transitional piece of weather. I always say that. I like the spring and the fall.
Yeah, man. 74 degrees is my temperature.
You don't got to go too far.
74 degrees.
No need to be aggressive about it.
Any day of the year, I could take that.
Yeah, but it's here. It's here. It's a fucking heat wave to the point, I think it's either today or tomorrow is supposed to be the hottest day in 100 years.
So let's do the right thing.
It's beyond that. It's not even shit. They ain't even. Nah, Sal's would have been closed today.
Shit. So that means 4th of July? That's what it's supposed to be?
Yeah, 4th of July going to be hot than a motherfucker with all them M80s and all of that other dumb shit. Yeah. It's hot as fuck outside is what I'm saying. I've been ducking it. I just stay in the house with the AC. I don't go outside unless it's absolutely necessary.
You live by Miami rules. Shit, don't come out till the sun go down.
Is that how, the culture is?
Yeah, it's too hot, man. You stay in the AC unless you're a child and get ran out the house.
Okay.
You got to go outside. I don't even know if they do that no more.
They might not. I mean, you
back in our day,
online.
You had to go outside. You had to get out of the house. Get out. Y'all drawing too much heat.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's like you wait until it cool off a little bit before you get out in the world like that.
Nah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It's usually like an afternoon shower right around 3-4 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? That's when you take your good little nap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The world cool off.
You feel prepared for the day when you start the day dumb late. I don't know. It just feel like you had a lot of time to get your mind right. You know what I'm saying? You had some time to pick the song. You go take a shower, too.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
Little rain shower, little sun shower outside, and then, you know.
Oh, right. Y'all got that in Florida.
Yeah, then it get to be about 6 o'clock, time to motivate.
You can tell the time by the rain in Florida. You're like, oh, it must be 3 p.m., huh?
3-4 o'clock.
That shit going to rain for about 30 minutes.
Or hour. Get you a little hour nap.
Hard body, too, though. That shit feel like it's never going to stop. That shit look torrential.
That shit kind of...
It's like a fling. Passionate. But it ain't going to last that long.
Then that shit let up. That's when you go out.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. What's happening with you?
I don't know what
you
just happened to
you. You still
European?
Or how's your European vacay?
It's all right. I'm good with it.
You wearing off
back.
Now? You back? You back
I'm
to New
back.
York?
Shit is good, man. I feel good to be back, you know. I didn't talk about this shit last week, but a motherfucking hit my car while I was gone. Parked my shit on the street. Yeah.
How bad?
Not super bad, but you know.
Enough.
It ain't bad. It ain't super bad, but it's enough to where you like, you know what I mean? Like, I went, I got to get the shit done. Then, you know, when it rains, it pours with this car shit. So I've been getting hit with a lot of tickets, all types of just. And I swear I don't be asking for these tickets.
Tickets
I'm out here in the world.
Energy.
You think that's what it is? Maybe my Mercury is retrograde?
Your actions in retrograde. See, when you're getting tickets,
you're going to victim shame me? Is this what you're going to say? Like, brought this shit upon yourself.
I'm just talking about the energy, man. When you get tickets, there's a lot of bad energy come with tickets.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I be getting tickets, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to, I be getting towed and ticketed, all kind of shit.
I ain't been towed in a long time. That shit give you PTSD.
Yeah. So you know, once them tickets start hitting, then you know that energy, you got to change your energy.
Well, you know what? Now that you done made me aware of it, I'm going to see. I think my energy is good. I think I'm giving out good energy, but obviously these fucking orange folders popping up on my motherfucking windshield.
That means why they just popping up.
But let me tell you now, let me tell you how this shit happened. Let me tell you how the most recent ticket happened. This shit, I feel, was straight up betrayal, right? So I'm in the car. Today is today's Tuesday. It's all to the side of the street park. So I'm over there where it's supposed to be. I'm in the car a little earlier, you know, than the shit is supposed to kick off. I got the AC kicking because it's hot than a motherfucker out there. So I'm trying to get my shit together. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking through, you know, I'm looking through Twitter as I'm waiting in the car, you know, for the alt to the side. So I get a little tap all about on my side window. I look over. Lo and behold, it's the meter bait. Is that what
are you on the wrong side or the right side?
I'm on the either
you're
side.
You're on the wrong side, but you in the car.
Yeah, well, either way, I'm in the car on the side that needs to move, but prior to the move time.
I'm there,
ready to move. But when I got to the situation, I saw a situation. So when I pull up, my street is blocked on one hand. There's a bunch of cones on one exit. Mm-hmm. And then the other way, if you want to go up the block, there's like a big ass Con Ed type of truck, something with the big ass, with the ladder out looking like we doing real deal work. Mm-hmm. So there ain't much you could do at this moment. So I'm like, all right, well, let me see what happens. I'm going to sit in my car, wait till the time to move and see what's what. So I'm sitting in my car. I get a from the meter maid, the parking overlord. I don't know what the political term is. The meter person.
Right.
She's like, I roll down the window, say, hey. She says, hey, what's going on? Is there, are they going to be there all day? She talking like, I got to fucking Con Ed uniform. Well, all right, fair enough. I said, I don't know. They've been there for a bit. It looks like it's going to be a while because they got the ladder up. This don't look like anything short term. What you thinking? So I hit it to her. What you thinking? You the one that write the tickets. What's going on here? She said, she said, I'm going to go up there and see what's what. I said, all right, bet. I'm going to be right here. She goes up there. She comes back. She comes back from seeing what's going on. She says to me, Pop, I rolled out my window. She comes on now to the driver's side. A little bit more familiar this time. We right there with each other. She says, looks like you don't have any alternate side parking today. I said, all right.
That's what she said?
That's what she said, my man. That's what she said. I wish I taped that shit. I wish I fucking put it on a photo. So I say, thank you, officer, who I'm not going to say your name. Good looking out. So I'm like, bet. I get out. Get the fuck out of there, right? I come back to do the podcast. I got a fucking ticket on my car from the same officer that told me I was good.
How long after?
15 minutes later. That's some bullshit. That was fucking grimy, fam. I don't know what you tell. Maybe I felt like that was bad energy. Fuck out of here with that shit. Hey, man,
she got you in the system real quick.
That was a sucker move. Hey, you know what I mean?
Hey, I mean, the whole game is some sucker shit.
Yeah, but don't give me your word and then use it as the okey-doke. We ain't playing fair. Don't tell me, I guess there's no alternate side parking today.
Take it to court.
We gonna take it to court, but you know court don't be, you know. I got a scattered record in traffic court. Sometimes I win. Often I win a good amount, but then there's sometimes I catch some L's.
Right.
I took a bunch of photos though. I was smart. I took photos. I wish I had it on tape saying that, because that would have, you know. I'd have pulled that shit out.
You had to put that on World Star.
I'd have killed her.
Viral
her. I'd have killed her. Yeah.
Because they already be targeting. Yeah. My motherfuckers, man.
Mm-hmm. Most of our listeners
don't live in New York.
But they know what deceit is when they hit.
So this is the alternate side parking. You had to move your car from side to side every other day so they could clean the street on one side. So
you got every other day on your street?
I mean, except for Wednesday. No weekends, and then Wednesday is off. So it's Monday, Tuesday, and then Thursday, Friday.
Damn.
You got to move.
We only got a Monday and a Tuesday, which ain't that bad. when we think about it. But I mean, we only got one day and Tuesday. Monday, Tuesday, that's it. And then I had one, I used to want like one block in Harlem where they just didn't respect it. It just was what it was. They had it, but nobody moved their car.
Nobody
moved their car. They don't wrote. They never wrote a ticket.
Oh, man. What kind of precinct is that?
It was, I guess they figured they getting their ticket somewhere else. Guess it was enough crime.
Shit.
I don't know. They ain't need that.
The motherfuckers be on our block every fucking day.
That's the worst ticket. That's one of the worst tickets to get because it's such a fucking, it's so avoidable.
What, the alternate side?
Yeah, the alternate side is that.
It's avoidable, but it's a trick. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of dancing you got to do.
Yeah.
And don't have to really go nowhere and shit. Don't have to surprise go nowhere.
And, oh, yeah, it's fine.
And got to get on the train. And then you ain't in position with your car. Now you got to find a spot, and it's going to take you 45 minutes to find a spot.
But I always look at it like this. When you got some shit like that, you got a $45 budget to figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, even if you got to move your shit and pay for parking, it's either catch that 45 or pay the little 23.
Nah, that shit 55.
It's 55?
The alternate side shit
is 45.
I think it's 55, dog.
Brother.
Brooklyn, that shit 55.
It's like that. It can't be. It's New York City.
I'm just telling you, man. Them shits be $55, man.
I think you might be. Commenters, let us know. It's $45. Tell me. I'm going to let you know. I got the ticket, right? I got it somewhere. It's in the car. It's 45. If you let it lack for a month, that shit goes to 55.
Well, by the time you get another message, that shit say 55.
Oh, man. Anyway, man, let's stop talking about all of this negative energy. LeBron, he went to
LeBron
went to the Lakers. I guess it's not really the most surprising news. You called it. Bunch of people been calling it. I mean, it wasn't like he was being the most, I won't say discreet or low about it. People were like, you know, his son enrolled in school out there. You spoke to the fact that he got a lot of, entertainment shit going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
It still continues the same narrative, just at a better setting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he got better weather.
Better weather.
A more storied team. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Him and Magic could work together. He kind of, you know what I'm saying, play like Magic.
Kind of the Magic of his day. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know LeBron all about the, Black Man Unite. You know what I'm saying? So he got his team, and he out there working with Magic.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's a good deal.
Do you think he could pull off one more ring or that? Because at Golden State, you said they just armed up with who they get?
DeMarcus Cousins.
Shit, niggas is out here looking
all-star.
Like Voltron.
Yeah, they are. They are,
Does it even matter what's going on in the rest of the shit?
I mean, if you're looking at it from all practical, what's real and what makes sense, then none of it makes sense because it's like the Warriors is undefeatable. But that's in when you're looking at it from a practical eye. But in real life, shit be happening. You know, everybody vulnerable. Shit. Warriors almost got took down by Houston. If Houston would have focused just a little bit and CP3 didn't get hurt. So,
it could happen.
It's still, anything can happen out here. It's sports. It's basketball. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's humans.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of times when you get on that court, if they stay focused and healthy, man, it's shit, man. I mean, in theory, they're unbeatable. But, again, motherfuckers get beat all the time.
Yeah.
But it's going to be tough. Them niggas is...
$154 million for 4 years.
But he could have got two something if he stayed in Cleveland.
Hey, that's crazy. That's crazy. But you just could have had, you had millions on the table. Just, you know what? I'm going to go and take it. I don't even need that many millions. You know what I mean? That's a different place to be in your life. You like, you know what? I mean, that's cool and all, but I'd rather give up a few millions for it.
Yeah. Because, a lot of his other shit would probably be worth more in LA anyway.
Hell yeah. Cleveland?
You know what I'm saying?
Shit!
So his all side endorsements going to increase in scope. His motherfucking media coverage is going to increase.
So let me ask you.
I don't even know how it could increase, but shit. Yeah, LA.
I got a question for you now. Are you a LA Lakers fan or are you a Cavs fan?
It's a meme that...
well, yeah.
It's a meme that somebody posted the other day.
LeBron fan. Nah,
and it was Swaggy P walking in like an old black man walk across the court. Mm-hmm. And the top of it, it said, you know what I'm saying, me headed to the store to get my new Lakers gear.
Yeah, look at you. Look at you. That's where you at, huh?
Yeah, nigga. I'm walking to the store with getting me an L.A. Bron jersey. LeBron James.
Cleveland, you hear this shit, nigga? This LeBron nigga talking all that Shaker Heights and shit.
I'm sorry. It happened when he moved to Miami.
Oh, man. I thought you had family out in Cleveland. I thought it was deeper than that.
I got family in Cleveland. I'm from Miami.
Where you got in L.A.?
I spent a lot of time in L.A.
I had an apartment in L.A.
I used to live in L.A.
Bandwagon loophole. You know I had a residency.
I ain't even going front. I'm wherever.
I ain't mad at you.
LeBron going, I'm going to be there watching, man.
Yeah.
It's difficult, you know what I'm saying, because I have so much disdain for bandwagon Warriors fans, but. Shit.
I mean, you know what, though? This is how it is now.
Yeah.
This is how it is now. I hate to say it. I mean, everybody going for this, even the players. So you can't expect the fans to be loyal if the players is going for this.
Yeah, man, shit.
Fuck that. You got to get in where you fit in.
Right. Shit, I like what LeBron doing, man. So I'm going to continue watching. I haven't been a Lakers fan since it was the Lakers and the Celtics back in the day when Magic was on there.
I was never a Lakers fan. I respected the Lakers. The Lakers was always Hollywood. They always Magic Johnson era. They always felt Hollywood. You know, I like the culture. Just like they were bigger than life, kind of like the Dallas Cowboys. You know what I'm saying? Like they especially in the 80s, like they defined the 80s.
When I came along, like, you know, I guess they were still kind of young, but they just all look like old men. You know what I'm saying? They all had the old style. James Worthy had the goggles, and Kareem had the sky hood.
And they were going to work.
And yeah, Magic. You know what I'm saying? They all look like
Celtics did too.
They look like grown men. It wasn't until like Jordan came that the game looked a little more sleeker and like younger.
Right.
So until Jordan came,
you could argue AI. But go ahead.
Nah, but Jordan was the first AI. He was the first long shorts, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
With the band shoe.
With the little
gold chain and the bald head and the, you know what I'm saying, and the funny walk and the, you know what I mean?
Right.
Jordan brought a whole lot of style to it because, like, the Lakers, you know, they had the little short pants and, you know, like I said, all them cats look old. The Lakers from another generation.
Right.
They was the cats who had just cut their afros.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They had the transitional fro. They had the middle fro, the little Gary Coleman.
Yeah, the little transitional fro and the short shorts. You know what I mean? And then Jordan came with the longer shorts and, you know, doing different shit. So, he had the naps at first.
All right. Yeah, Jordan had the little joint.
But it wasn't no fro.
Nah.
So
look like my man from Snowfall.
Exactly.
Yeah, Franklin.
So I had to switch. I switched off of them because, you know, it was really L.A. versus Boston.
Right.
And who was going to cheer for Boston? Old Matt over there.
Yeah.
But it was L.A. versus Boston that whole time, and then Jordan came in the league. So then I switched up. Jordan didn't switch teams that often, so. We ain't had to switch with him.
you could stay loyal.
You could stay loyal. The Bulls. Then he went to the Wizards, and then, you know, that was so short lived and wasn't the best look. So don't have to remember that.
Oh shit!
But what LeBron is doing is crazy. To be in your 15th year and still the biggest draw,
right?
And can still create this kind of energy no matter where you go. Right now, at this stage in your career.
Now, it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. That's bananas, you know. So it's going to be interesting to see. It would be great if he could actually make it exciting. I mean, he's going to make it exciting because he's LeBron, but, I mean, I'm curious to see how everything galvanizes around him. Because it's, you know, you got Lonzo Ball now. They brought Lance Stephenson over there. They got LeBron.
But, you know, Lonzo is a role player. He liked to pass first, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's good at that.
No, I'm just thinking about if they could get a run of, because the last run where L.A. was like when Kobe and Shaq where it was Kobe's the Lake second, Show.
Yeah, it was. That's what they saying. They bringing the Lake Show back.
Right. I want to see who gonna be in that little. Who gonna be back courtside now? Who's gonna be? Who is the new? Because this actually, it could be a whole new Hollywood. It could be even a new Jack Nicholson. Because Jack Nicholson kind of. I mean, he's still around, but
yeah, it's definitely Showtime.
You know,
it's definitely
and,
gonna be Showtime.
And it might be yeah. It might be a nice Black Hollywood situation out there.
It could be.
But it them, could be.
The tickets is real steep now. This is
but niggas is shinier.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't
you know, some
that
of them
not.
Tickets is comp. So it's like let's get a shine on the court. Let's
no
get
doubt.
A couple pieces
no doubt.
Of jewelry out there.
No doubt.
Anyway, what else, man?
So, you know. We'll see what's cracking on that sideline, though.
Did you hear the Drake album?
I did.
Let's talk about it.
I mean, much to talk about. I mean, he left a lot of, you know, summertime, you know what I'm saying, background music to fuck with. You
right.
know what I'm saying? He gave us some summer shit to groove to.
Yeah.
Like about 4 or 5 songs on there that I fuck with. And then the rest of it, you know, I ain't mad when it's on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't get goosebumps per se. It ain't nothing that stood out like ooh,
right, right.
Ooh, but it is solidly Drake.
Yeah,
it's you know what I'm saying. It's some good shit that you're gonna hear in the club. He gave you that formula. You know what I'm saying? Like when Tupac came out, it was a formula where he had a club song. He had this for the chicks. He had the you know what I'm saying. This is from a nigga song. You know what I'm saying? He had a whole range of different kinds of songs that cats didn't really make albums like that before that, per se. You know what I mean? He definitely had that club record. He had a girl record. He had a thug record. He had my dead homie record. And then after that, everybody started making all those kind of records.
My dead homie record.
For real. Yeah.
You always hear about the girl record. You don't really hear about the dead homie record no
I'm
more.
Saying, like, not no more, but after that Pac album, everybody had a dead homie record.
What about your dead homie?
You know what I'm saying?
He don't get a shot. He don't get a track. Damn, not your dead homie. No track for him.
Yeah, the Rest in Peace song.
But,
you know, Drake give you all. He give you the girl record, the club record. You know what I'm saying? A few records where he's spazzing a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So
introspection record.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate a Drake record in the summer. You know what I mean? So
right.
I felt like he's adding something to the culture.
Adding value.
Yeah, definitely adding value. It might not be my favorite shit, but he added value because it's good shit, good music that's out there bumping. Along with everything else.
Yeah. You know what? I don't want to say my expectations were super high, but they were, I guess, somewhat high. I fuck with Drake, you know? Like, I like the rollout. I didn't understand what Scorpion means. I still don't really understand it.
I hear Scorpio.
All right. Well, I'm a Scorpio, too, but I still didn't understand what
Scorpio
it was.
Scorpio season, man.
No, it's not, though. That's
what it is. That's what he's leading up to. He's just going to run to October. Right, he's letting y'all know that you're supposed to embrace that.
Look, I embrace everything all Scorpio. Scorpion is a little unclear, so I'm just going to say some of that shit was unclear. The rollout was a little – it set up things to where I thought one thing and it didn't deliver on certain things. So don't hit me when you hear this. Fashion Week was more your thing, like not mine. I thought those were kind of darts at like, yay. I was like, but obviously Drake is a very R&B dude, so it could easily transfer to an R&B. You shaded a chick, you know what I mean? But I thought it was more of a pointed thing. What I didn't, this is my thing with the Drake thing. I like Drake a lot. That's what about, I fuck with him, you know what I mean? Double album, that's already risky. It's already risky. It's not too
really.
Many. Nah, it's not too many good double albums. It's not too many good. I mean, people forgive it because it's almost like a sophomore album. Because the probability of that shit being great is low than a motherfucker.
Right, but the probability of it dropping off 4 or 5 different hits, 6, 7 hits.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's high.
But there's a glut of double albums that would have been great single albums. Blueprint 2 would have been a great fucking one piece.
That was in the era of albums. This is a streaming era where you ain't even got to play that shit like it's like it comes. You playing the songs you like, putting them in your playlist, and keeping it moving.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm still got to judge it from the character. This is what killed me because I still almost feel like I haven't gotten through the Drake album. That's how long that shit feel. It feel like it's too many fucking songs that are not whack, but it's whatever. It's background shit.
I think like in this streaming era, it's you pick the songs that you fuck with, and you put them wherever
you make your own album.
You put them where you do it, and that way you could serve. That way, I think Drake is in a position where he probably feels like he has to serve these different audiences, which is his women. The cats, you know what I'm saying? Enough to stay respectable in the game. Yeah. You gotta serve your international crew who own a whole different vibe than, you know what I'm saying, cats in America. And, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like if you're putting out enough music, you could serve all of those audiences without stepping on the other.
I mean, I hear that. I understand what you're saying. Like, I feel like less is more, though. I feel like sometimes.
So you like the Kanye 7 record thing?
Nah, but this is the thing. It's not like I like it when I like as a full project. I like Daytona better than I like Scorpion, right? Mm-hmm. As a full project, as like boom, this is what I want to say. I'm going through it. It's done. This is kind of all over the place, and I'm not mad at it being like a bunch of songs. I think that shit could have been a lot shorter. That's one. Two, after shit then got crazy, right? And you know, all of this smoke happened, right? Jay Prince broke it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you throw in subs.
What subs?
There's a lot of subs. There's a lot of all sevens, no sixes. There's a lot. There's a good, lucky I'm the good guy. Like, there's a lot of subs. There's a lot of subs.
Right.
There's no directs. Now... Right. That would be cool had this nigga hadn't just came to your front door and shitted on everybody in your immediate family.
But at the same time,
hold on, I'm just saying. But I'm just let me build my case. So that's another thing. I was kind of like, damn, there's a lot of this here and there, and then it was a lot of like, it felt like it was a lot of I gotta talk about the son, talk about my son. Hey, listen, guys. Like, it was a lot of overcompensating about the son bars.
Well, he definitely brought that into play.
And I felt like he had to pull an audible to talk about the son because he didn't want to look like a deadbeat dad.
Right, because that was the talk. Maybe that's what he felt more hurt by than anything.
Look, there's some shit on there. There's a couple records on there. First time I heard it, first time through, that first side, I was excited, especially that first three, four songs. I was like, oh, okay, this nigga Drake, here we go. And I'm listening to this shit at 12:01. You know what I mean? Like, I'm all in. And then it was what it was.
I like
it's not whack.
I like what he did with the 90s R&B, which is, you know what I'm saying, a whole nother thing from just listening to it from, you know what I'm saying, what I like. I like how.
What's your favorite record on there?
I don't know the names of them shits.
Right. Right.
I don't know the names of nobody records. You know what I'm saying? Unless that shit is in the hook, plug walk. You know what I'm saying? that's it.
What numbers you going to on this shit?
I'm going to that shit. I fuck with the first side. You know what I'm saying? The last song, of course. Then
what's the last song? The last song on the whole album, March 14th?
Yeah, okay. then the slow jam song, the little 90s slow jam record with the other motherfuckers on it.
What's that?
It's just it's a R&B record.
I might not have gotten to that one
with
yet.
With Ty Dolla $ign and a couple other motherfuckers. That shit is like sound like some Genuine shit.
But I heard about that. Somebody was saying that.
It just sounded like some good old 90s R&B. Like they might bring the slow drag back or something. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think I heard the whole album yet, is what I'm saying. I think that's how fucking long the album is. I don't think I've heard the whole album still, and I've been trying to get through it.
I heard it in one sitting. I checked it out. You know what I'm saying? I let it play. I wasn't mad at all. His first couple of joints, I was like, ooh, that's dope. I just like, you know what I'm saying? I like that the man is bringing something to the culture that you know is going to bang. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just crazy talk. It ain't a whole lot of, you know what I'm saying, upstart energy, but it is a lot of I know what y'all want energy.
What you think of Ratchet Happy Birthday? I felt like that fell flat.
I think that's one of them formula records. Like, you know what I'm saying? We got to put a birthday record on here. Because somebody else got a birthday record right now.
Who?
It's y'all know what it is. Y'all, it play on the radio all the time.
Is another birthday record?
Yeah, it's a birthday record out now. Wow. That somebody got that.
Let us know. I don't know. I can't think of it.
You know what I'm saying? That birthday is a go-to joint.
Every few years,
you get a birthday record.
What's the last one, 50?
50, the one that's out now, you know what I'm saying?
Because I feel like this Ratchet Happy Birthday set the scene. When I saw that shit, when they dropped out the track list, mm-hmm. that was like the one thing, that was one of the biggest ones that stood out. Ratchet Happy Birthday. I was like, okay, this nigga Drake in his bag. This is really going to be what's Ratchet Happy Birthday. That's set up for Instagram. That's set up for the whole shit.
And they're going to play it.
Try to make it happen. But when you listen to that record, they don't got no real point of view.
No.
It's mad. But it ain't nothing ratchet about it.
It ain't nothing ratchet except he cursing.
Except
he,
the brrrr.
He got that old, I don't curse in there.
Oh, no.
It's your motherfucking birthday. Yeah. God damn. Why it gotta be so hard?
It don't sound like a bird. It don't sound too lit. But anyway, man. But, maybe this is the negative energy that's getting me these tickets.
Nah, maybe it ain't negative energy. Yeah, you had to be. Drake got his fans, man, and he has the people that loves that, all that shit, and then he brings that shit that everybody can fuck with, and then he do his own little shit, man. I ain't mad at it.
I was. It could have been shorter. It could have been less songs. It would probably been a little bit more impactful.
Yeah, I just think
it's a slow burn now. It's probably gonna be so many fucking records.
I just think they ain't even looking at it like that, as far as like. I think these kids don't even grasp the concept of that album shit like that. How we do. Like, before, that shit was just, that's all you got. That was, you got whatever songs on that bitch. You could play the record and turn that motherfucker over, or the tape, or whatever you got.
Yeah.
And you played it all the way through, and you listened. Because it was difficult to not play it all the way through. If you had to fast forward through a song, You was kind of upset. If you got to fast forward too many songs,
you had to wait.
On the tape era, that shit wasn't gonna get no burn. You know what I'm saying?
That's shit.
That's how you was judging that.
You
shit.
You might have to make a whole nother tape to cut that shit out of that shit.
You making a tape just to put the one little two songs you like. But if you had to fast forward through too many songs on a tape or an album, that shit piss you off. Because you got to get up from what you doing to go over there.
You don't want to fast forward too far.
Fast forward, then you went too far, now you got to go back. Or if you plan to...
Just let it play, let it play. Nah, this shit is trash.
But kids, they don't have that kind of patience. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit is just skip, skip, skip. If that shit don't hit the playlist, fuck it. We on to the next.
Yeah, on to the next. What else is going on?
Plug what?
You heard the remix for that shit with 2 Chainz?
Oh, no, 2 Chainz on that shit?
There's a bunch of people on there, but yeah, 2 Chainz killed it. Did you see Power?
Yeah, man, I saw that shit.
Let's talk about it, man. Let's get to it. Let's talk about it, man.
You on some negative energy.
Me? Why, you ain't like Power?
Nah, I like Power. I like Power, man. This is what I don't like.
Here we go. Let's talk.
I hate, you know what I'm saying? I love shows, but I hate shows. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, especially like in this binge era. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, Power is not a binging show, so you gotta watch it.
Wait your ass.
You gotta wait or wait for it to be all done and then binge it.
Yeah.
I just hate having to reinvest into a show like from the start when they playing games with you and shit. They dragging shit out.
They gonna fuck with your emotions.
You know what I'm saying? Like, now I gotta do this whole shit.
You're mad because your emotions is really gonna get caught up in
like,
this.
I gotta do this the whole season again.
Gotta play cat and mouse with Dre. Run!
Ghost ain't gonna never get out of the game, and Tyreek is fucking stupid as a motherfucker. And when Kanan gonna switch back to, you know what I'm saying, old Kanan? I mean, it's just so much going on that could fall apart. You're just like, God damn, I'm back in this
Angela in the middle of
emotional
being
turmoil.
The law and the criminal.
Yeah, Angela is the law and the real MVP at the same damn time.
The other cat is the lawyer and the lover. They got, what's her name? They got Deborah Morgan in there. Shout out to Deborah Morgan. It's the mom.
Yeah, she been in there, like,
that's the first time I really paid attention. I ain't never really catch that Deborah Morgan was on there.
Yeah, she coming out every now and again.
It's like Deborah Morgan.
Deborah Morgan was a cutie. She just was like one of them old pulled together cuties. So it was like, you couldn't really lust over her because she was so
conservative.
So, you know, yeah, so pulled together, like somebody's mama together. Or auntie. You know what I'm saying?
That was a wave back in the day. I don't think that wave is as prevalent as it used to be. It's still
out. The mama wave? The pulled together wave?
The pulled together wave. It's still out there, but it's not as like. Not,
the hoes took over.
They took the whole shit. It's your birthday.
Yeah, that's an Instagram. Fucked it all up. Nah, like back then, that, you know, you had that wave of, pulled together, respectable situation. But, you know, everybody free to do what they want nowadays. Nah.
But, Tariq is back to pissing people off.
He the most.
He's an idiot. You're gonna definitely, I hear your point.
Tommy already fucking up. You can already see the wave of fuck up Tommy just done did.
Oh, because he got his people rocked. Right.
He got them rocked and he booked them on the side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was doing too much.
Already doing too much.
Super reckless.
Right out the gate.
Lorenz Tate, something gonna have to happen because he's doing too much. He's treating Ghost like Ghost is a fucking sucker. Does he not? He don't know. He knows Ghost is James St. Patrick. He don't know Ghost is Ghost, right? That's the
not
point.
Not per se. Right. Nah, he don't know that. So that's always, like, in all these shows, the politicians always get the best of the street dudes. You know what I'm saying? Because the street dudes be trying to make it out clean. It's like,
they present legitimacy.
Ghost is just, he's Stringer Bell 2.0. He's just the continuation of Stringer's story.
All right, well, let's do a little speculation.
All right.
What would make a good power season for you? Like, what needs to happen? What do you think is going to happen? Any speculation? Any theories?
I mean,
any requests?
Dre got to die, but you know what I'm saying? Of course, they're going to drag that out because they know we want to see it.
You think they're going to wait the full 13 on that? Because I hope not.
Because she said, you know,
In
the thing, she was like, you know what I'm saying? We debated real hard whether to kill him, but we was like, no, let's not kill him early in the season.
Well, before we even get further into that, you peep Courtney got a glam squad now, huh? That motherfucking, that behind the scenes shit is fantastic. Shorty got her hair done, nails done, everything, nigga. She was, why are you keeping me out there? You leaving me out there? I looked at this shit. I said, wait a minute, nigga. This don't look like Courtney, the showrunner.
Courtney glowed up on y'all, motherfucker. Let me get take my motherfucking seat on the throne.
I'm ready for my close-up.
This
hold
season
on.
Five.
Lip you know gloss is popping.
A lot of motherfuckers don't get two seasons. No. You know what I'm saying? We on five. I'm running the syndication on y'all ass.
She got the makeup artist, the hair budget, this shit is all through there. She also kind of overtly said that this is really 50's show. And we've known that, but like I don't know if we've known that. We've kind of assumed that because 50, the EP on it, and 50 is 50. 50 ain't going to let nothing get hot without getting a piece of that sizzle. But
I think they've come to a point in their relationship where she knows his importance and he knows her importance. I think he's giving her propers,
right,
and she's giving them back. You know what I'm saying? I think they're playing together really well right now.
You just as people or as character as
no as showrunner and
EP.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody who created a show and then partnered with 50 to bring it to life. You know what I'm saying? I think before it was a little
unclear.
Like a little tension between, okay, 50 wanting people to know that he out here. He you know what I'm saying? He could do this shit, and then her wanting people to know that, hey, I write this bitch and I created this shit.
Right. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I think everybody's in a good place and everybody's comfortable because it's working. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And 50 is playing a more prominent role on the show. They done brought him all the way into the fold as the third member
Cowboy.
Of the crew.
Yeah.
Before he was like a little side dude, popped up every now and again to be a menace.
Yeah.
And then I used to guess he was like, man, fuck this.
He came about that fire.
I want all the way in.
Yeah.
I'm not dying. Y'all not finna kill me off in a fire.
Come on now.
Shit, I want all the way in. So I think they're working together good. I think they understand that they have a good partnership.
Tariq getting killed this season?
Nope. Ghost not getting killed. Tariq not getting killed.
Who dying? Tasha? Tasha ain't going to get killed. They got to let somebody go. I think Tariq might get rocked.
Nah, that's too much.
Raina got rocked.
I know, but the mama lose two kids in one show? I think Tariq grows up. I think they're going to fuck with us.
They gonna let Tariq kill season. Dre.
That's a good one. Tariq might have to.
That might be his only way to get some retribution all the way through to the people.
No doubt, the people might give him a second chance. Yeah. If he rocked Dre.
You know, Dre was out here at the burial. Like,
nah, he came after the burial.
No, but I mean he was on site on the grave site.
Yeah, but that was because it was late at night. He went back to the grave site. It wasn't at the funeral.
Not at the funeral, but you know, I mean, he was too close. He was right next to Ghost. Like,
Ghost,
hey, man,
was out there slipping.
Sorry for your loss. Yeah, it was a little
motherfucker,
much.
He tried to fuck with me one more time.
Oh man.
Yeah, Dre pulled it together, man. Slick ass.
Angela going to jail. Tamika seemed like she going hard on her.
Angela ain't going to jail. They gonna figure it out. That's the whole point of this shit, to drag us into all that. Yeah. Angela ain't going to no jail. Think her and Ghost gonna get back together?
Nah, maybe. Maybe for an episode or two. A little jump off. You know what I mean? They ain't never really, you know what I mean?
I like them together. Not because he's cheating on his wife, of course.
You just like how they ride?
No, I just like that. You know what I'm saying? It represented a lot of hope. You know what I mean? Where he was trying to go, where she thought it was going. Mm-hmm. She didn't know he was Ghost, of course. But you know what I'm saying? It represented him getting out of the game and finally making it to the other side. While his wife was kind of like, nigga, you Ghost. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to never be nothing but Ghost.
Blood in, blood out.
I don't even want you to be nothing else but Ghost. And right. He like, what? You don't, you know what I'm saying? You don't want a better life?
Shit ain't never been better than this. I knew you when you was James, and we was broke than a motherfucker.
So, I think, you know what I'm saying, they represented, you know what I'm saying, that promise that ain't gonna never happen.
Yeah, so. I guess that's always the escape for the hustler to actually leave the game unscathed, to sail off in the sunset. That's the carrot, right?
But it never happens on TV.
Nah. And then
they don't let it happen on
TV. What do you think the percentage is in real life?
I don't know no numbers. I'm not the census.
And just in your mind.
But I've seen it happen. You know what I'm saying? I've seen niggas lead a game and be legit and be straight and run business and live life and transition to a whole nother shit. Because when they realize, you know, the game is just a facade, you know what I'm saying? A lot of shit they doing shit for. The people who they doing it for ain't really, you know what I'm saying? It ain't really real. So when they figure it out, and then they like, okay, let me do something that's real. I've seen it happen. So, but you never get to see that on TV.
That shit ain't that exciting.
Nah, it's
nigga getting up and going to a regular job.
It could be. I mean, you could, you know what I mean?
Nah, I was the man back then.
I was working on this. I got this show project. That's about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of my homies was just like, you know what I'm saying, the worst part about not being in the game is that life is boring. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, the worst thing I hate about regular life, he was like, is standing in line. He like, standing in line is the worst shit ever.
Make you realize you regular as a motherfucker.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? When you in the game, you ain't thinking about getting shit. Because a lot of shit that you want is coming to you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Niggas who trying to sell you cars, niggas trying to sell you clothes. Everybody bringing whatever you need to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You want something, you just have to ask. And then somebody will go get it, bring it. You know what I mean? All you got to do is pay for it. So in regular life, when you got to go somewhere and stand in line, it's like almost a insult.
It's a reminder.
It's like, oh, shit. And then how motherfuckers be managing lines. Woo. But I just thought that was the funniest shit ever. And it's a story there. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's more cats that stop. It ain't all. First of all, most hustlers ain't making it to the top to get out on top. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times niggas go to jail, and then you come home, you got to start over from square one, and you don't want to go back. Or, you know what I'm saying, or the shit just get fucked up, and you be like, you know what, let me quit while I'm ahead. And then you got cats who really do it, and then be like, you know what, man, you know, I got some other shit I could do with with all this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to try it another way. Yeah. And then you got some people who ain't going to never leave the game because the game is them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how they identify.
Not even just that's how they identify. It's just like you know, a business like a corporation, right? And a corporation, they see something that's profitable and it works. It might not be good for their customers, but hey, it works. People buy it, they love it. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna use this high fructose corn syrup. You know what I'm saying? It's cheap. Motherfuckers love it. We gonna run with it. It's causing obesity, but fuck it. We're going to run with this shit anyway. And they're going to do it all the way to the end. They're going to keep on refining it until it makes the most money. And then, shit, fuck it. People buy it, we're going to sell it. And there's people in the game that's just like that. And they understand the consequences. And when it's time to go to jail, they do that shit standing on their head, as they say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's like taxes. It's just part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm.
It's you know, it's hard. Like if you sign up for a regular life, it's hard to understand that. But when you sign up for street life, it's hard to understand regular life.
It'd be a game, be a kingpin. Just get out the game, start a podcast on where niggas is fucking up in the game every week. Like this is what I saw this week. First of all, these niggas.
The niggas be like, that nigga's a big ass snitch. I got a podcast.
That's what happened off the tops.
Tell these young niggas shit.
You know, I ain't snitching. I'm just putting y'all on the game.
Putting
just,
you on to something. Know, stop being stupid. That's the name of it. Stop being stupid. The podcast.
Yo, I tell you some crazy shit. I went to Bank of America, right? First of all, there's a lot of shit. Niggas got me. Motherfuckers got me a little bit trying to tried to catch my I think I swiped my card at a ATM with a skimmer on it out in Spain.
Oh, wow.
So I caught somebody trying to catch $200 off me from St. Lucia.
Ah.
Yeah, man. We had to report it. It got through the second time. But you know, I'm not gonna be liable for that shit. But I say all that to say, so now I had to get rid of my card, right? So I need to get some money till my new card come. So I had to go to the Bank of America. I wanted to go to the branch so I could go see a teller. But the day got away from me, so I couldn't get to the teller in time. I go to this one branch, it's still open. Uh-huh. I see this lady sitting in the cubicle. I said, hey, listen, I'm trying to take out some money on any tellers here. She was like, nah, but they got the ATM, the automatic teller at the front. I said, yeah, I know, I don't have my card though. She said, well, you got an ID? I said, yeah, they got these, you could see a teller.
Uh-huh.
I said, word? So I go to the thing, and it's like a big ass, it's like a fucking, like a screen and shit.
Uh-huh.
You put your card, if you don't have your card, you put your ID up thing, they scan, but it's a motherfucking name. It's a dude that comes on the screen. Like, it's a fucking dude via satellite, uh-huh, Skyping in, talking to you. This nigga's name was Myron. He was like, hey, what's up? My name is Myron, older white guy. And this motherfucker's, he's your guy. And it looks crazy. It looks like public access. It's a terrible camera. It's way too close to the motherfucker. And I don't think this shit gonna last, because it's like, they got them. They don't even have the tellers. They're like pods. Mm-hmm. So they're not even like regular ATMs where you standing next to each other horizontally. Now you like right behind somebody. So I'm behind like this one white lady and shit. I could tell she was kind of bugging out. Like, what's going on? You know what I mean? And the other thing is, you got to speak to this motherfucker, so you say it too much of your information. You know what I mean? You're like, you're going to get robbed. You're like, let me get 200s. Let me get 10 20s. Say, well, what you say? I said 200s. And then, you know, nigga, you gonna play yourself. I don't see how this shit gonna rock, but this is the new wave. Have you not seen this shit?
Nah.
Have y'all seen this shit? Have you seen this shit? Man. Mm-hmm. That shit is the craziest shit ever, man. This fucking dude, Myron. I thought the nigga's name was Byron because I couldn't hear him. I'm calling him Byron all the way to the end, and I see the shit popped up in all caps. You've been helped from Myron. But you got to see this shit, man. Fucking.
This is like a little hologram and shit?
No, it ain't no hologram, but this is what Myron looked like. So look at this shit.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
Nah, yeah, man, look at that shit, nigga. This is what they look. That's what Myron looked like. You talking to this motherfucker like, yo, Myron?
Ain't nobody, no tellers in the bank, just Myron.
It was, and that lady in the back of the cubicle who looked like she was just on Instagram, but she was in the cubicle.
And that's
side
Bank
of the
America.
Banks. Yeah, it's Bank of America. Mm. It's coming. It's coming. Y'all gonna have somebody.
That shit crazy.
This shit is ridiculous. I don't think it's gonna last though, because you really got to say too much aloud for them to let this go on. Like, you can't be putting that much sense.
And then why? I mean, what the fuck? I guess they need somewhere to where you could pick up money, but like, if you got remote satellite people, why have a bank?
Oh, you done fucked the whole shit up. Maybe that's what homegirl in the cubicle was thinking. Maybe that's why she was so upset.
I'm just saying, this is weird. Like, I did that at the rental car place.
I think where
they had a line, and then you can go to the little kiosk, and then you be a motherfucker pop up on the screen with the headset on.
I think when it get to a certain amount of money, you don't want to talk to a nigga through a lens.
Nah.
You know what I mean? You want to see somebody live and fresh.
You want to high go? You want to shake a motherfucker's hand?
I want to be able to put my hands on you. I want to touch your notes for sure. Yeah. Fuck all of that going through the screen. Yeah, but y'all look out for Myron and Bank of America. That's the future. What's up, man? Anything else you want to talk about?
Oh, man, you know, I'm just enjoying this summer, man.
Happy 4th of July, y'all.
Yeah, man, I'm just really going full-fledged. I'm working a lot, but I'm also in between here and there, to and fro. I'm trying to enjoy what, you know, the summer has to offer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't really celebrate too much. Y'all know that. So I'm trying to change myself and be more celebratory and in the moment and in the season.
So what you going to do for the 4th?
Nothing.
Oh, well, there
but
you
this
go.
Weekend, we probably go out to the beach.
Uh-oh. Don't let it go.
This weekend, we probably head out to Sag Harbor and, you know, see what it is, hit the beach and do some
fire.
You know what I'm saying? I like Sag Harbor, man. You know, it has a lot of rich history. Uh-huh. You've probably talked about it on here.
Probably.
So, you know what I'm saying? I enjoy going out there and kicking it with motherfuckers who've been going out there kicking it for years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Some families been going out for 100 years. So, and then, you know, a lot of these, you know, black resorts, or not resorts, but black vacation spots and black beaches and shit are being, you know, overtook by development, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to see it while I'm still here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And hit a few of these different little spots and see what it's about before I can't, you know what I mean? Before you can't really enjoy it the same way, before it's turned into something different. It's already way more expensive than it was just last year or 2 years ago. Shit is crazy.
Yeah.
It's almost like you could almost take a real trip to somewhere, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Passport trip.
Yeah.
As what they charge and, you know, stay and shit like that. But again, you know, my kids have a good time. My daughter really wants to go to the beach. You know what I mean? If we're going to go to the beach, might as well go to the beach where you're going to, you know, have a good time and see some people. And
it's a nice beach.
I mean, it's nice, yeah.
Yeah.
It's us, you know what I'm saying? It's us doing us.
What's your beach wave? Do y'all, when y'all go to the beach, do y'all like all swim and shit, or is it like just kicking it on the sand and eating?
I be usually fucking around with a grill, or you know what I'm saying?
Oh, they got a grill situation out there, Sag Harbor?
You take a little grill.
Oh, you bring a grill?
Yeah. Okay. You know what I mean? My man's out there got a grill.
Uh-huh.
So I use his grill.
Uh-huh.
But we do a little cooking, you know what I'm saying? Kids play. You know, we got a little beach bag full of little beach shit to do. You know what I'm saying?
beach bag full of beach shit.
The new frisbee type of shit. Football, you know, throw the shit, little floaties. And
uh-huh.
I haven't really gotten in the water in a couple years, But, you know, I just enjoy being out there, you know what I'm saying?
Your kids get in the water, they swim?
Yeah, my kids
get in the water.
They can swim? Yeah. My kids get in the water. You know, they play with the other kids, you know. It's just cool.
Yeah.
It's cool shit.
Yeah.
I think this year they having some type of house party situation to raise funds for the Homeowners Association in the Sag Harbor Village. So I'm going to do that.
That's hard.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's
up. You know, this is where you can meet some of the old timers and shit.
Yeah.
I was hesitant, you know what I'm saying, before I sent my money. I was kind of like, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be cool for like an outsider like me to come through.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, nah, we know you. But you know what I'm saying, it's different when motherfuckers been going all them years and then you just show up.
I've been to one little thing. It's I think it's called the Nineveh area.
Yeah, that's the same little area.
Yeah, that shit was cool.
So it's like Sag Harbor Hills, Nineveh, and Azarest.
Okay.
Like right there next. They share that same beach.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. That's gonna be a good one for you.
Yeah, so we do that this weekend. 4th of July, I'm not sure what we're gonna do. Probably get somewhere to post up and watch the fireworks or some shit.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? What about you? What you got?
I'm probably gonna do the same thing. I might either keep it depending on what this temperature's looking like. I'm not the biggest 4th of July. I don't need to do a whole lot on 4th of July unless it's, you know. I used to do Coney Island a lot back in the day or, you know, go outside or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a Wednesday, so that's kind of eh. I got this one little spot. We might go to this one little spot up in the Bronx to go see the fireworks. It's supposed to be kind of crazy and shit. But that's if we do it. There's also there's a Twilight Zone marathon. My girl get excited about the Twilight Zone. So she could zone out just watching that shit. And if that AC is kicking, I could just be chilling. You know what I mean? We'll see what's what. But I do know I will be celebrating my independence by watching 2 episodes of Comedy Knockout on True TV, 11 p.m. and 11
p.m. Oh, y'all got 2 episodes this week?
Got 2 episodes. Yeah. I forget who's on the show this week. I want to say Yamanika's on there. I want to say Jesse May Peluso is on there. Who else is on there? Who else we got going on? We got Adam Ray on there. We got Sarah Tiana. We got Brad Williams on there. And I told you, we got Yamanika. We got a good old Jesse May Peluso. And last but not least, we got Julian McCullough, who just dropped a dope hour special on Comedy Central about 2 weeks ago. So y'all check out Comedy Knockout this Wednesday or tonight at 11 o'clock after those motherfucking fireworks.
Right.
I had that buzz anyway. So go ahead and do that shit for your boy.
Yeah, if y'all going out to Essence Fest, you know what I'm saying? I got this piece with My Black is Beautiful.
Oh, shit.
That should be running out there.
By
that My Black is Beautiful booth and ask them about that Dear Black Man project.
Ooh, there you go. Yeah. There you go. Leaving y'all with some directives.
Yeah. Go ask them about that Dear Black Man.
There you go. Dear Black Man.
I think next week we'll probably have a link, but I'm not sure.
All right.
But it's premiering during the Essence Fest.
There you go.
Yeah, we turning it in right now, actually.
Yeah.
As we speak.
That's what's up. All right, Dear Black Man, you want to let them know where you're going to be at, man?
I'm going to be on that beach this weekend and shit. You can catch me on the gram at Mr. Muhammad. Mm-hmm. Catch me on Twitter's at Mr. Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
And shit. That's it.
All right, well, there it is.
Talk to you next week.
There you go. I'm going to be at, where am I going to be? I'll be at Union Hall this Saturday at White Chocolate doing the show. And shit, I'll be right back here next week. Talking that same old shit. So until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even in.
To get in the conversation. We out.
The main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.